In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Immaculate Mother of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, the readings from today and the life of Mary Ann of Jesus of Paredes, Virgin of the Third Order, offer for us an opportunity to reflect on the manifestation of God's transcendence that we know through the natural world. In the reading from the book of Sirach, we had this beautiful, sublime reflection on the divinity of Christ, truly, and the transcendent nature of our Lord, who we know through his coming in the flesh, but who existed from before the beginning of the universe, through whom the whole created world came into being. The reading refers to the Word. At God's Word were his works brought into being. They do his will as he has ordained for them. That refers to the entire created order. And it refers to Jesus Christ, the Word, who was in the beginning, as we hear in the Gospel of St. John, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Sometimes it may be difficult, or better to say, it can be easy to overlook this divinity of Christ when we behold him in the flesh, crucified and dying upon the cross, but yet he is the one through whom we have our being, and all of the created universe has its being. And this reflection, or this reading, the Word of God here in the book of Sirach, is this testimony to the beauty and the glory of God's creative power through his Word, which we know in his works. And just as an aside, this reading here ought to be included in any therapy, psychotherapy or whatever you have it, for people suffering from depression, because it should uplift any soul to hear these words. How beautiful are all his works, even down to the spark and fleeting vision. All of them differ one from another, yet none of them has he made in vain. For each in turn, as it comes, is good. People today suffer from depression, so many people. If they could only realize the truth of these words that's manifested in every one of God's creatures. We also heard this morning in the Office of Readings from the Supplement of Franciscan Saints the words of Pope Pius XII, who reflects on how Mary Ann of Jesus of Paredes, through her penitential and ascetical life, also reached mystical experience, which comes only from God. But through her natural effort, she disposed herself to receive these great gifts of God, and how the life that she led today is so underrated and often overlooked. I'd just like to read some of these words from Pope Pius XII. Not all, especially in our times, understand this kind of penitential life as they should, nor do they pay it due honor. Indeed, many today consider it of little value, or they look upon it with contempt and completely ignore it. But we must bear in mind that after Adam's deplorable fall, resulting in our common infection with inherited guilt and ready inclination to sinful delight, penance is absolutely necessary for us, according to the well-known words, "Unless you reform, you shall all likewise perish." Nothing has greater power to restrain unruly passions and to subject natural impulses to the rule of right reason. When we emerge as victors from this struggle through discipleship of Christ and mortification, though disciple of Christ and mortification of the flesh must be continuous, it is nevertheless pleasant, even in this life, to enjoy those heavenly delights which so far exceed the pleasures of earth as mind surpasses the body and heaven transcends the earth. Indeed, holy penance and self-discipline, voluntarily undertaken, enjoy a heavenly delight which fleeting and perishable things cannot give. And so the life of Marianne gives us a glimpse of the sublime participation in the divine life, enjoyed even in this worldly existence by God's chosen ones, those who seek him faithfully and with great fervor and generosity, such as Marianne and her dedication to these penitential practices, which for her were motivated by love, by charity, which is actually the goal of every Christian life, the perfection of charity. And so she offered herself and her suffering these acts of generous self-sacrifice, not for her own need, because truly she was very holy and innocent, but she offered suffering as expiation for the sins of others, to save others' souls. And so it's not just penance as a sort of exercise, like you go out to run to lose weight or something. This is penance offered in love, and as a result, she disposed herself to receive greater and greater graces. And so through this natural and corporal penance that she did, she then was lifted by God to the higher levels of mystical experience and ecstasies. And spiritual theology, the experience, the science of the saints, teach us that this is the, we can say, natural progression of things. Natural in the sense that, according to God's will, this is normally how saints progress from ascetical life to the mystical experiences. And our founder, Father Stefano, in Formation of Religious, tells us that we shouldn't regard mystical experiences as something simply reserved for the very few, although in reality, often it is relatively few who ever receive these graces, but not because God created certain persons to experience them, but rather because they are the few who actually dispose themselves to receive mystical grace through these works and this devotion to the ascetical life. So we should take encouragement. And this leads me finally to the consideration of the gospel today. Jesus gives sight to the blind, who implored him with confidence. This blind man implored him with confidence and insistence and great humility. And the blindness in this event in the life of Christ and in the history of salvation can be seen also as a symbol for that impediment that we have in uniting with God, with seeing God. Sanctity, which we're all called to, is a life of heroic virtue leading to the vision of God. And that vision of God we have imperfectly in this life. And if we die in God's grace, eventually we will have it perfectly in heaven, the vision, the beatific vision. So to achieve that sanctity, we have to have a great desire and a firm and constant will, like this blind man who desired to see. He had a great desire and overcame the obstacles. People were telling him to be quiet and to go away, and yet he shouted all the more energetically because of his great faith in Christ and his hope that he would receive what he asked for, which in fact he did. So these great graces that God gives to the saints, we know from so many testimonies, can also be ours, and we should hope for them, and we should strive for them. In all of that, the graces themselves, and even the possibility to strive and to desire, all come from God, and we have to pray, we have to ask, like the blind man, and then employ the means that Christ has given us to achieve holiness, primarily prayer, the sacraments, and then these practices of penance, which, as Pope Pius XII said, are very unpopular in our day, probably always have been, but nonetheless are necessary, as he said. And then we can hope to make progress and dispose ourselves to receive the gifts that God wants to give us. And we know that all of these things come to us through the Blessed Virgin Mary. Even the Word took flesh through her, and through her we are heirs to the kingdom through Christ, who came to us through her. And so we turn to her and ask her to give us this great desire and this perseverance on the way to the perfection of charity. Praise be Jesus and Mary.